crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley, and free agency. He's off to a rousing start, and the Warriors are they've lost Kevon Looney so far, gentlemen. Thoughts? Did Looney sign while you guys were on the air yesterday?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Or well, leave. I should
agreed.
Say.
Yes. And you know, true. Nothing can get signed till the 6th, but that one hit like in 7 different ways. At first, it was like, man, good for you, Kevon. You got more money than I think that they would get. And then every other level beyond that, we would talk about it, and it would hurt more and more and more and more. And I think I'm over it for now. But when he shows up in that Bull Schmidt, purple, orange, and whatever,
and
green.
Jordan Poole, Willard favorite.
When he's got that NOLA jersey on and, you know, starting at center, Kevon Looney, it's going to hurt again. Man. Because, you know, he's a fan favorite. And, you know, Steiny, I was looking at the longest tenured players in the association currently, and he was in, like, the top 8.
Well, it's got to be
now.
Curry and Draymond. They got to be in the top 8.
For sure.
Number
How about...
three.
Yep. Is Udonis Haslem still under contract?
In theory, but he would be number one if he still is playing. Giannis is actually right behind Steph and Draymond.
And then
then there's a group. And
Jokic by now?
Correct. No, 10 years of Jokic.
That surprised me that he's been in the league for a decade.
Mark was absolutely floored when I brought that out. Yep. Devin Booker.
Oh,
and
yeah. About to get paid. Oh. Like,
yep. A guy who you famously called a jackass.
Miles Turner?
Not anymore.
He's a jackass. That's one of my favorite drops that I don't think made it from the old building to the new building. That and AJ Anunoby.
Yeah.
What was the
I was about to ask,
what
Mark.
Was the background of that? Why was Miles Turner a jackass?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, that's why.
Going back 5 years.
I was on one about all these people saying a guy's a good guy or a bad guy. When they don't know the guy,
got it.
But they're just Ayton, he's a bad guy. He's a head. So I was just like, yeah, you can just say anything you want any these days. Miles Turner, that's he's true. A jackass.
Oh, and the way you delivered it was so perfect. That and the other one was AJ Anunoby. And of course, it's OG Anunoby.
Correct.
But every time I hear Miles Turner, I think about your drop. And Miles Turner is one of those guys, not anymore, who was 10 years with one team.
Wow,
and so.
Man.
Kevon was right alongside.
What are the Pacers doing? Like to say night-night to that type of hybrid center that had you in the finals? Or is that a byproduct because your boy went down and he won't be playing next year? Like, and as Giannis saying, that is the move, I'll stay.
I don't know about that. I don't know, but from the Pacer perspective, I absolutely think you can draw a line from Tyrese Halliburton's leg to Miles Turner's contract. And that sucks.
So
that's a 1-2 punch. Like, if he doesn't get injured, he stays.
No
he stays.
Doubt.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know about that.
No, because
we talked about teams who pay 3 guys 30 or more million, Pascal Siakam's making 45.
I understand.
So
at the same time, and what was Turner's deal with Milwaukee?
4 for 104.
Okay, so
about.
Like not even 30.
Sure, 26
and,
though.
Yeah, right, but
knocking on 30's door.
If he doesn't get hurt, who knows? They may have just had a parade three weeks ago. Right? And so that does usually get you to move a little bit more. And I think that they would have kept it together and they would have felt comfortable maybe bleeding into the tax a little bit and thinking that they were contenders, but with Halliburton not playing next year, they're not going to the tax in Indianapolis.
And they've never been in the tax before.
Exactly.
And it's a terrible time to do it for the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. I think even if they lose Game 7, but Halliburton
is healthy,
doesn't get hurt, I think they probably then go into the tax. Because then they will have made two years in a row, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. It's like you're legitimately knocking on the door as hard as anybody else.
I mean, with the Tatum injury, they could have come back as the favorite.
They
could have come back as the favorite in the East.
Easy.
Hey, I got a question for all of you.
Yeah.
What did you say? Free agency's off to a rip-roaring start.
Rousing.
It was dripping with sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Rhonda.
That's a 5.
Thank you.
What did y'all expect?
Well, I've been trying to.
What did you think was going to happen?
I'm going to lay out here.
Wow.
I honestly, what did you think the Warriors were going to do?
I told you what I thought. They'd be a day 3 and beyond player. Wow. And here we are in day 2. So I'm not at all baffled or flummoxed or confused because you're not a day one or a day two player. You don't have the money. You don't have the assets. You need to sit there and wait.
Now, before you walked in, I'm being honest, our gift was Jimmy Butler, and that came before free agency.
Yeah.
So when I look at it from that, when I take a step back, it's kind of nuanced, Willard Divs, I feel better like we just got our gift earlier. But as far as the frustration I'm feeling, I thought, and maybe I'm wrong, you tell me what you think, I thought this Kuminga enigma would be solved one way or the other. And if Dibs is right and they're a day three player, they could bring somebody in and it still not be solved. That's the one thing I want to hit the pinata and know what's going to come out, if anything, and then move forward with our team, with them or without. Well,
I would answer that as that's a Kuminga and Kuminga's agent thing. That's not a Warriors thing. The Kuminga thing has not been figured out. My read is because Kuminga's agent is not finding anything on the open market that he likes.
Don't tell Tim and Raleigh that. He just called and said,
nobody's offering any money.
It doesn't look
nobody's
like
nobody's offering him any money. Nobody even has any money. Brooklyn has some. They just used most of it.
Yes, they did.
Nobody has any. Like, Jonathan wants 25 or 30. It's literally not available.
So what would Willard do if your last name was Kuminga? And Dibs, you too. What would you do?
I guess.
Would you show up and play for seven, whatever it is, and be on the first thing smoking when this season's over?
I would sign some sort of a deal, but he's right. That's why he's waiting. He's waiting for somebody to miss out on who their target A and target B are, and then maybe come to him.
Double back.
Like, I still think a sign and trade is possible. It's possible. But if not, I'd probably try to get the Warriors to go, I don't know.
1-15?
2-30?
If you're Kuminga, you want one.
If you have to come back to this, you want one. That's a lot of money you're turning down. That's a lot of money.
Right, but if you're 22, you feel like with the ha-ha and the skeet-skeet and all the rest of it, you feel like you can go somewhere else. And next year, you know this, Mark. Next year, with the cap going up, more teams are going to have more money.
I also know that people's Achilles tendons are firing out of their body at an alarming rate.
Don't forget, he got 22-year-olds.
31 games.
I challenge any human being to be like,
let's look at the Achilles tendon injuries, though. How many of them were 22-year-olds?
No, but that's not the point. The point is the point. No, it's not, because they use that as an example of a larger issue that we all know to be omnipresent, which is the risk of injury. And if somebody's offering you $15 million or $20 million, that is very hard, guaranteed, to walk away from and just trust that everything will be better next year. Because maybe it won't be. And maybe you won't get any minutes between now and then. Then what's your value?
Well, your value I think is relatively high, to the point where you've shown enough to where, you know, if this team is not playing you, it doesn't mean that you're not a good player.
We're watching it right now. What has he proven? This was said on national.
And you're doing this in a year where nobody has any money. So that's an unfair way to look at Jonathan Kuminga.
Nobody has the money he's looking for. I wouldn't say nobody has any money. We've watched a lot of people get money the last 24 hours. People have money, they just don't have 30. But if he were what everybody seemingly in this fan base knows he is, then there would be at least one GM that wants to give him 3-65. But it hasn't happened.
Hasn't happened yet.
So, that would worry me. That would worry me if I were Jonathan. More than the financial side of it is, okay, if I stay, what does it look like?
Man. I think if they sign and trade Kuminga, I think Kuminga will be on his new team saying, they never made me an offer. I'm not sure the Warriors have an offer out there to Jonathan Kuminga.
No, they've got the qualifying offer.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And they don't have to do anything else.
You're probably right.
No,
you're probably right.
They just sit there and they wait and see if anybody else offers, and then they can match or not match.
Yep. And they probably won't, because they don't have money. Or they'll try to build something off a mid-level, let's say. Maybe get three for 48 or something is what you could build off the mid-level. And then, to the Warriors, you just match it if you like the number, and we'll get back to you at the trade deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
But to Willard's point, when is that coming?
I wouldn't think
when is somebody else coming to ask him to dance? I am a bit shocked, And then we had a caller defending him. I wasn't trying to steal his thunder. Like, you don't know things are going. Like, in the era of information, stuff being leaked, we would know if somebody would, like, I heard Sacramento was interested, but that's kind of gone away. But I'm like, man, I am a bit shocked. Like, nobody's knocking on that door.
I mean, again, he wants 30. If he, like, so yeah, or even 25. Like, it's not out there.
Look at Miles Turner.
Miles
just made
Turner?
$25 million.
Miles, like, Turner.
Jonathan.
Thank you.
Nah. Take your 20. Take your 20 and build, like, you know, have a great 3 years.
Right.
And if it's great, well, you'll make 35 or 40
exactly.
At 25.
And yesterday, Santi Aldama took Kuminga's better than Santi Aldama. I'm not going to pretend that they're the same player, but he took 17.6 to stay. He got, you know, 52.5 to stay over 3 years. And so if you're Kuminga and you want 30, are you almost twice the player of Aldama? No, of course not. No, and the market's right. Telling you that.
Yeah, I don't.
Does this do anything for anyone?
I don't know.
What about this? I know everybody's worried about if you do the sign and trade, you can only take back half the money.
Yeah, good Lord.
Right? So let's say somebody's like, all right, we'll do 20 for Jonathan Kuminga. You get a $10 million player back, and everybody's like, ugh, $10 million player for Jonathan Kuminga. I think that the money that they would save on that deal would kick them from the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. From the taxpayer mid-level exception to the non-taxpaying mid-level exception. In other words, they would be able, instead of going out to get a $5.7 million player, then go get a $14.1 million player. So in a way, you are getting that $10 million back and able to go shop.
And who is that player?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you had somebody in mind.
But does that make you feel better about the idea of if they dump Jonathan for what feels like a worse player?
Right now it doesn't, because I feel like, unlike you, Willard, I feel like Duke can play. And
don't say me. He can play. I don't feel like he can't
play.
And
I just hate that, you know, Tostani, I'm frustrated real quick here just from the vantage point. Okay, let's say they get past the X's and O's, or even he plays for 7.9, comes back. How are you going to make it fit, Dibs? That's what bothers me. There's nothing better than talent, but more talent. And for whatever reason, that's not been able to manifest here.
Yeah, and Steve Kerr told us in his exit interview on Willard and Dibs right here on 95.7 The Game that, you know, if they had a full camp of Jimmy and Draymond and Steph and Jonathan, you know, it would be priority number one to figure out how to make that work. And those are great words. And I ultimately look at, you know, who those players are and what each player does and does well. And Mark said this a lot about Kuminga and what he wants to be. He wants to be a guy with the ball who can score the ball and make things happen. And as Mark has said, that job is taken here.
Wow.
And it's taken by Steph. And then the runner-up is Jimmy. And so if you can't do that, and then if Draymond's out there with you, and you need, with Draymond, you need somebody who can space the floor and shoot, well, that's not Jonathan either. Okay, Jonathan, we need you to hustle, rebound, defend, and take charges. And, well, he doesn't do that either. So where are we with his ability to fit with this team?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Kuminga. I don't know who the player is. But I think there's a player out there that would help the Warriors more than Kuminga has helped the Warriors. And it could be a role player because they want a player who they want a guy who's a better all-around player. And I think they want a guy who's got more experience but not too much. What do you think about Horford?
He's 30.
He fits, but he's 39, which in another way means he really fits. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I get it. It's so – and this is going to be the way that we define the Warriors offseason. It's not going to be sexy.
Mm.
And he is very not sexy.
But I will say –
but he can play.
If they sign Al Horford, they got better, I think.
I agree.
They got a little bit better. Lost Looney. Brought in Horford.
But this ain't Boston. You ain't got shooters everywhere around you to where, the pressure on him to shoot threes and make them now, because all we really have is Steph to do that and everybody else, sometimey, it ain't Boston. I mean, he shoots those threes freely. Like, I miss, They got six other guys that can make him up good. But you come here and the fans getting on him if it didn't go right. But, Dibs, I wouldn't be mad, but that don't excite
me. Don't me either. And if you look at his last 2 years, he has really dropped off in his ability to shoot. I mean, he's still playing 25, 26 minutes, but his percentages have gone down and then even further down. So now you're expecting him to come in here. And I know the gravity of Steph and all that, but you're looking for a 39-year-old to have a renaissance. Man. Feels to me a little Chris Paulish. When
he's available,
he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think so.
Perhaps. Not
shocker.
No. I mean, pretty close to his career average from three last year.
Well, if you look at his 2 years prior, he was actually really good.
And then the year before that, he was worse than he was last year.
Right. And, you know, last year, if you look what he played, like 60 games and about 25 minutes per. And so, I don't know.
Almost 28.
But, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, bring him in. You're old and you want to get older.
No, I get it. It's not, again, like they don't have room to go make a lot of moves. So if you want to compare if they got Al Horford, if you'd like to compare that to Miles Turner, then that's not going to feel great. But not a bad player.
I compare him to Looney.
Yeah, okay. Then that's an upgrade.
All right.
Like a floor spacer.
What? Ask these guys.
Oh, we got to get to the baseball, too, because you've been gone.
Okay.
Giants won one game while he was out.
Dude,
we got to get to it.
I can't even.
That should be a home run because it was your fan, and I forget his history, but it's real. Like, that's a homer.
What if he had a Giants jersey on, then you wouldn't think it was a homer?
Just where the game's being played at, the home team should be penalized, and they got rewarded.
I just think that ball, like, first of all, we've completely lost sight of what replay is. You can't come out of replay and be like, sort of feel like it probably wasn't going to go out. Well, no, replay doesn't work that way, especially when your call on the field was that the outfielder caught it when he never even touched it. Like, that was ridiculous. The ball's in the stands.
Yeah.
That is a home run, unless you can unequivocally tell me that it wasn't a home run, then that is a home run.
Couldn't.
And if you've won one game over the last week and a half and the umpires go into their little booth and come out with that answer, if I'm Bob Melvin, I'm coming out to the mound and taking my pants off.
No doubt.
That is absolutely unacceptable. And for him to get thrown out during the commercial break, because a pitch was 2 inches outside.
I got you, Will.
What are you waiting dude? You got to lose your mind and make sure that this becomes
Lloyd McClendon, go take first base. Pull it out.
First of all, wake your team up. But secondly, make sure it's a national story.
No doubt,
National story. I felt like he left that off the hook,
man.
Well, there was a national story today. He's been extended. They picked up his option.
That's a local story.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Can I know this is 5 days old.
Here we go.
The bird song. Plunking of that guy.
Yeah, what was your take?
I got to tell you, I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And the reason is because they asked Birdsong to do it with two outs and nobody on in the first inning. He's your young pitcher. He's just trying to survive. He's struggling a little bit in recent weeks. And it's like, why ask him to just give up? Like, why ask him to plunk the guy? Wait till Ryan Walker comes in. Like, and this is what I said. If he gets shellacked today, Birdsong, I'm not going to draw A to B. I just think it was not him.
Well,
not Hayden Bird. Like, is he technically a rookie? I know he pitched last year.
I think so.
Let's say he's a rookie. So now you're asking your rookie, hey, get in the middle of this crap that we're not even sure about, but let's go ahead and hit the guy. Now you give up a 3-run homer. Why Birdsong?
Why the Marlins? Why did you tell them about it the night before? That was my big question.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How'd you tell everybody the night before that you were going to do this? They woke the Marlins played that game like it was game 3 of the World Series.
Haven't looked back since.
Right. Yeah. I don't think they've lost a game since. The whole thing.
Yeah. But I thought Melvin Dibbs real quick should have, when they just went ballistic on that. That was the form to do it. You did it, but I ain't going to rob you. And you got your contract extension. But Dibbs, I just thought, I'm old school, man. That was a time for you to just go. And you almost would have got a license to do it from everybody. Like,
no
this
doubt.
Is some BS.
And I actually shared on our thread, or maybe I put it on Twitter. I think it was the thread where it was happening in real time, and the umps huddle, and it's like, there's only two things you can say. Either a fan interference, it's a double, or it's a home run. And they come out, and they go, he's out. It's like, how are you out when the fielder doesn't catch the ball?
It was a Savannah Bananas game.
Totally.
If the fans catch the ball, you're out.
He's out because, like, the fan interfered and made the play. And then when you look at the replay, it's like, oh, my God, that is either on or above the O-line. And I even shared this with the group because this has been one of my what's bugging me for probably 10 or 15 years. Make the fence again.
Thank you.
You remember Candlestick where the left field fence was about 80 feet from the bleachers?
I'll never forget.
A home run and people would jump out of the bleachers and run and scurry and get it. Not safe. Not allowable
now. I was there at a doubleheader against the Dodgers.
I was there too that same night. 100 fights.
That was the last time it was open.
It was bananas. Fly ball to shortstop and people were jumping off and running and jumping on the fence.
Yes.
But a home run was a home run. And all these parks, including Oracle Park, where
it's
you
not,
get up there.
It's not as bad.
It's
there's,
not.
There's space there. But
there are spots where a home run is either, it might be a home run.
Listen,
the fence a fence again.
You're 1,000% right.
It's offensive.
Go ahead.
That's a four.
No, it's a four. But like
a three from Teddy, which means it's really a four.
Take this to any other sport. Why on earth are we letting people reach out onto the field? Can you imagine this in a football game? Like, this is, I've got Leo DiCaprio seats, and I can just trip LeBron, and all you're going to do is be like, oh, come back tomorrow and do it again. Like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Yeah. You don't need 80 feet of space.
Yeah.
You need, like, Dodger Stadium. Just a four-foot gap. Do not let people.
Look at you admire Dodger Stadium.
I hate that place. But, like.
Beautiful.
Do that. This is not difficult. You are not allowed to if you're an actual outfielder, you've got to fight fans in order to catch
they
a ball that's
They called him out after
I don't
the
understand.
Dude hit the missile.
The Giants, Giants are so frustrating right now, but somehow this game last night made me more frustrated with baseball than it did with the Giants.
But real quick, and Stoudy brought this up about the rotation. They've been so immaculate. It's a step back before the break. I could kind of see it. But I'm worried about their best hitters getting fastballs high. They're throwing them by them. Is that just fatigue? Nothing to see here. Even Rafi's part of it. Just right now, it seems like if you throw high and tight, you can get him to swing and miss.
Crystal Gale.
So,
Blue Bayou.
Goo comes in. God love him.
Yep.
What? He says to me, it's a compliment. He comes in today and he goes, Steiny, I think you got a victory lap coming. And I'm like, for what? He goes, remember what you wrote about Devers?
The first at bat for
his
Devers.
His first at bat. Remember he struck out?
Struck out.
So I texted the group and said, his bat looks slow.
Not real slow.
And it was
nobody
a joke.
Nobody responded, but, right. But are you seeing that? Even
here we
like, I'm just like, and Wilmer Flores, God bless him. He's been rocking roof for the whole. Like,
remember Devers when the controversy started in the offseason, right? Spring training for the Boston Red Sox. He came out for 3 weeks to start this year, and he could not hit a baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't hit a baseball. And then he settled down, and then he became a star for a good solid month and a half. And so, look, with the players, if you're going to have a concern meter or whatever, I'm going to give Devers, to a degree, it's been much longer, Adames. Like,
but Jung-Hoo Lee is a problem.
That one's starting to scare me.
He's swinging for the fence every time.
Adames and Devers have resumes in Major League Baseball, like long resumes in Major League Baseball. I'm going to play the long game with both of them.
Okay. But Flores, I'm getting worried about just now you got him playing the field.
Yep.
Well, you got no choice. And here's my take.
No choice.
Not for long.
When you see Chris Koss get hurt and you realize that's a devastating loss, that to me is the biggest problem right now.
Who's playing third base tonight?
Wow. I mean, who knows, right? Yep. It should be Devers. Like, get a glove,
well, no,
my man.
Why wouldn't you run him there if you're going to run him at first?
He's played third for 8 years. Like, play third, bro.
Oh, wow, dude.
I'm here to do anything they ask me to do.
No, I think he would do it. I don't think they want to do it. Don't get it twisted. He's played third base for a long time. He's never played it well. Ever. He's
well,
led enough the league
to be an all-star.
I mean,
he led the league in errors every single year of his career. All of them. Not once did he have a year off.
So who's playing third?
I don't know.
Like, exactly.
I have no idea. Willie Adames.
I thought.
No, probably Tyler Fitzgerald.
Marco Luciano.
Did Wisely play there?
What's oh, that? I saw your tweet on yeah. that. What? No, like, that ain't even a.
Like, what are we doing?
He can't even hit. What are we doing? Play no.
Well, who can hit? None of these guys can hit.
Are we surprised Luciano. By the Schmidt? Was that a misdiagnosis or mishope? Like, I'm thinking, okay, he'll be back. Yeah,
I know.
And then he's like, well, he's going to be enough 50.
He thought he was going to miss one game. Yeah.
And now it's been, what, four?
Man.
Four
games? He's on the IL.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I look, some of these guys to me get a little bit more patience than others, but the for me, the overall thing is, and I didn't get bothered by Melvin getting yeah, his option, but right. this is not a, I don't,
I heard you guys,
it's not a Bull Mel or a Pat Bull right. thing.
But damn, how do you get judge those dudes though? I hear you. Saturday, Sunday against Chicago, runner on second, your two best hitters strike out.
How about, bro,
was that
Wisely?
Last night?
How about you play baseball?
Yep.
What on earth?
Oh. You said
what
it.
On earth is someone even attempting to do when they leave third base?
You would have got cut, man.
With nobody out.
Where are you going, bro?
Where are you? What do you think you're? What's going to happen?
And you're hemorrhaging.
You're getting a head start in case there's a wild pitch.
Yeah,
as if you need one.
Dibs, that was horrible.
Well, and for me, the Buster Melvin gets crazy. An extension. That to me is Buster saying, "Hey, all you guys in the clubhouse, this is not Bob. It's you."
No, that's wild,
that's
man.
My takeaway. It's like. Mm-hmm. Bob gets an extension because they all know it's not Bob. And like you said, who's playing third? What's Bob supposed to do tonight at third base? Whatever he does is not good enough because these guys are all playing terribly. So Ooh. It's not Bob. Bob gets an extension.
It's frustrating right now, isn't it? Frustrating.
Ooh, the Giants or the Warriors?
Everything.
Funny you say that because I asked that of our show thread. Like, what's more frustrating to you right now? The Warriors... Like not being a player in free agency or the Giants. And
it's
Mark's
the
like,
Giants.
I think that's
the
what Mark said.
The Warriors aren't losing any games.
But
now.
It sounds like we might have a show idea for tomorrow.
I said it's actually starting to build for me because
see, the Warriors thing doesn't surprise me.
And I'm with you.
No, but it's still frustrating. So
is it?
It is because, you know, here we go and everyone else is getting better
on
and
paper,
you are all you are is getting older.
You already got better.
Like, how?
By getting Jimmy Butler and winning
that was February.
All of your, then they won most of their games.
Close your eyes and imagine in a parallel universe, the Warriors actually went out and got the first big free agent. It just happened to be Butler.
Yeah.
Get it? Think of it as they got the first free agent.
I like that.
Season.
I like that. All Steiny's right. meditation. We
that
should
was
do that.
So disingenuous.
They got a verdict.
The all right. They got a verdict in the Diddy trial.
All righty.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
I don't know.
No. I'm gonna. I have no guilty. Interest, and I'm walking.
You're lying though.
On 95 in the game.
The defense only. The defense.
What was that?
15-minute defense. I'm fascinated.
Man, that was terrible.
Dude, they called no witnesses, and they did it. Not here, but
95-7 the game.
Thank you.